Eileen Shanahan died on Friday. She was a journalist who worked at the New York Times, where she covered the then very masculine world of finance and economics, one of the most respected reporters and very few women covering the tax committees on Capitol Hill. She also worked as an editor at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the Washington Star and helped to found a magazine here in Washington called Governing. Eileen Shanahan not only led the way for women in her field, she worked to bring along other people who were underrepresented in journalism, working with programs for minorities, following the careers of people she'd helped, often finding work for them. Eileen Shanahan left the New York Times in 1977 after 15 years at the paper, and she went away mad. Nan Robertson is an old friend and colleague, and she told that story in her book, The Girls in the Balcony, Women, Men, and the New York Times. Nan Robertson joins us from her home in Bethesda, Maryland. Nan, could you tell that story just one more time, why it is that Eileen left the Times?
She left the Times because she felt that she couldn't get any farther, that she couldn't be the chief economic correspondent in the Washington Bureau. And she decided to leave the Times and become one of the chief named plaintiffs in the sex discrimination suit that the Women's Caucus of the New York Times filed in 1974. This was a class action suit by the 500 women then hired in all kinds of jobs by the Times.
What was the big issue?
It was everything. It was that women were paid much less than men for doing the same job.
And that included Eileen Shanahan,
yes,
didn't it?
It included Eileen. She was in the bottom half of those in the Washington Bureau. All the top half were men, and she was just furious.
She was a very scrappy, crusty sort of woman. I mean, she didn't spend a lot of time trying to cozy up to anybody.
She had a terrific temper. She was half Irish, half Jewish, and the Irish really came out in her. She would shriek at people and call bureaucrats liars and sort of humble the copy desk and so on. But she, despite her enormous sense of outrage and enthusiasm, she really was an extremely warm and generous person. And she covered, the debt ceiling and taxes, and she covered highly complicated subjects. I remember once she discussed the problem of the national debt ceiling in household terms with the man as Congress and his wife as the administration. One of the great things about Eileen was that she made very complicated subjects very plain.
When she went to work at the Times, the situation was just completely different there from the way it is now.
Yes.
Different how? You were there too. Different how?
That's hard to answer. It was that women were, almost all women reporters were confined to a ghetto of food, fashion, family, and furnishing. They wrote for the women's pages, and very few people broke out in those days into the city room, into foreign reporting, into covering Washington or being political reporters. It just wasn't done. We were really ghettoized for many, many, many years. This is true of me. It's true of Eileen. The interesting thing about Eileen and I and the other women who were movers and shakers was that we really loved the paper. And we'd had interesting careers on the paper, and we wanted it to live up to the ideals that it proclaimed in its editorials. We wanted it to be a fairer, juster place.
Nan Robertson worked with Eileen Shanahan at the New York Times and wrote about the experience in The Girls in the Balcony, Women, Men, and the New York Times. Nan Robertson, thanks very much.
Thank you, Linda.
Eileen Shanahan died on Friday. She was 77.